following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
During the 12 Ways to Save sale at O'Reilly Auto Parts, buy a 5-plus quart jug of Castrol GTX, Valvoline, or Pennzoil conventional motor oil and a MicroGuard filter for $19.99. Keep your engine running smooth with the oil and filter special that's priced right. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Enjoy your pleas and wings, guys.
Thanks. We didn't always watch football here at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Ready for the big game?
We can't wait.
Hey, have you guys ever watched football on a vintage TV?
Huh?
19 inches, black and white. You can feel the raw emotion. Textbook German expressionism.
Oh, awesome.
Protect the football. Watch every game here. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
From the great Atlantic Ocean to the wide Pacific shore, from the Sooners to the Tigers to the Buffaloes next door, we'll fight them all with honor, stand tall above the rest. The Huskers of Nebraska are the ones that we love best. See that line of blockhead, watch those backs move out. Heading for the goal line and a touchdown, there's no doubt. Fast as a mighty jet plane, smooth as a brand new car. Every player with the big red is a football superstar.
That was a joke.
Can you hear it?
Day by day, we get better and better, and so we can't be beat. We won't be beat. I said now day by day, we get better and better, and so we won't be beat. We can't.
Empty backfield now. Cousins awaits the shotgun snap. He has it. Holds. Over the middle. Pass is intercepted. Lance Sorrell. 45. 40. Lance Sorrell to the outside. 30-yard line. Knocked out of bounds. Lance Sorrell.
Brett's kick sailing towards the uprights, and the kick is good. Maher drills one from 51 yards out.
This is a 29-yard field goal attempt to win the game for Nebraska. In what would be a miraculous comeback in the final 40 seconds. Brown for the win. The kick is up.
Six is our score. Kickoff into the end zone will be brought out by Abdullah. Abdullah, a little bit of shake and bake. With room to run, what kind of speed do you have, young guy? Down the right sideline. He's got a chance. Yes! Touchdown, Nebraska!
Third down and 20. Quinn, good protection. Pass to the sidelines. Good. Out of bounds at the 25. Todd Brown made the catch, and Quinn hit him right on the numbers.
Fake the handoff. Back to throws. Martinez looking downfield. Has a man out there. Pass caught. Touchdown. Quincy and Unwa. And the Huskers back to it in a score.
Big down. Third to long five. Getting to the end zone and very close to it was Dean Steinkohler. He's in for a touchdown.
Stretch play to Bell, trying to get to the outside. Compton hits him and drops him at the 10. What a play by Will Compton.
Backfield in the eye, wide outs both ways. And here is a fake. Druckenmiller on the keeper, loses the football. It's picked up by the Huskers, and they're going to run it in. Jason Peter for the score.
Snap back to Taylor. Fakes the handoff, looking to throw. Guns, pass, caught. Cotton, 15, 10. Bam to the 5. Dives for the end zone. He's down at the 1-yard line. Ben Cotton.
And the pitch to Warner. Gets it up about the 29. Jimmy Williams comes up with a football, and Nebraska got it. Jimmy Williams came out of the stack with a football.
Back to throw is Cousins, holding, looking, going downfield, looking for Cunningham. He goes up. Ball knocked away at the last second. Stafford was there, so was Ciante Evans.
We are ready to settle the Big 12 football championship deep in the heart of Texas. Major Applewhite back in the pocket. Eludes one. Husker is in trouble, and down he goes. Warren Kaiser was there.
And the Court Huskers will go for two. They trail 17-15. Full house backfield. Frazier will throw. It's good. Two-point conversion. Eric Alford made the catch. Game tied at 17. Buckle picked up
up on the bounce by Keithen. And now down for Mitchell, double team, and Mitchell got it. How did he get that one?
Tater in the shotgun. Burkhead off to his right. Snap back to Tater. Holds it, looks, throws, pass, caught Kenny Bell. Dive, touchdown.
Sal Jones, Malone setback from the 47 of CU. Frazier takes the snap, gives it on a counter play. Jones runs behind a blocker, 45-40, 35-30, 25, 15, he's gone. Touchdown, touchdown, touchdown.
How about the biggest comeback in school history?
Option far side, back to throw is Martinez. Now being chased, throws it out, a flat. Burkhead makes a catch, sits a tackle, 25-20, 15-10, 5, Rex Burkhead, touchdown Nebraska, and the Huskers are to within a point.
Holy moly, man, woman, and child did that, put him in the aisle.
Fourth down and 8, the ball at the 24-yard line of Miami, but they're down by 7.
Now Wildcat set. Burkhead awaits the snap. On 2nd and 10, Marlowe in motion. They give it off to Marlowe off the jet motion. On 35, Marlowe to the 30, 25-20, 15-10. Tim Marlowe knocked out of bounds inside the 5-yard line at the 1-yard line. Tim Marlowe takes the handoff for 39 yards.
Option play, the pitch to Irving Fryer around the right side. Irving Fryer could be gone. Irving Fryer, touchdown.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to a Friday football edition of the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you here in our Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Coming up on the show today, Pigskin Pick'em. Jimmy tries to defend. He was the winner last week with a stellar 13-0 record, I believe it was. Was it something like that?
I think we maybe were lucky. It went down to you and I in the last game, if I'm not wrong. But wasn't it like 7-5-6-6?
Yeah, Michigan. Yeah, you had Notre Dame. I had Michigan. I had the better team.
I hope our contestant does better than the last one we had. Yeah, he was done early in Saturday.
We haven't been taken to the wall or to the woodshed either by our contestants. We were beaten in week one, but today not only do you get the Big Daddy's combo meal just by getting the trivia question right and being our contestant, you get the large combo meal. You get entered for the 70-inch HD TV from Russell's and the Super Bowl party from Cunningham's. But also, if you do beat us this weekend, $80 in gift cards from Cunningham's Journal for Food and Beverage. $80 if you beat us. If the contestant today doesn't beat us, it goes to $100 next week. And our games this week,
they're really tough.
You know, you got to pick some of those that nobody knows about. But, just to let you know, folks, we are going to do Duke Wake Forest. That's one of the games. We will do Ohio State, Michigan State, Minnesota, Iowa, Western Kentucky, Arkansas State. Those are among the games today. Mitch Sherman from ESPN.com is going to join us to talk a little bit about Tom Osborne. Good article that he wrote for the national ESPN at ESPN.com. Also a little bit about Big Ten and Wisconsin tomorrow night, opening things up, and the new uniforms. What do you think about new uniforms? You old school, Jimmy?
Yeah, I'm probably old school.
I think I'm okay with doing the alternate uniform. Everybody's going to have their opinion on what that alternate uniform looks like. Everybody seems to like the helmet, the black helmet with the red end. But as far as the actual uniform, whatever.
You know, what I really think is important is like that score at the end of the game.
A lot of recruits in town this weekend. Big weekend for the Huskers. They seem to be focused. They seem to be not making a big deal out of this game externally. But internally, it's a huge deal for Nebraska, and especially now that they're a big favorite, around 12, 13 points, depending on where you look. Ryder Cup is going on. The United States, well, for a while, they looked like they were just going to get blown out of the water playing some really bad golf. I mean, I thought that they were showing highlights of my game the last couple of weeks. But no, it actually was the Ryder Cup. The United States has won one match already. Phil Mickelson and Keegan Bradley defeat Luke Donald and Sergio Garcia 4-3. And the match between Furyk Snedeker and McIlroy McDowell got all square going to 17. Furyk and Snedeker were down big in that match. Jason Duffner and Zach Johnson, they've been maintaining that one-up lead over Westwood and Molinari. And then Tiger Woods and Steve Stricker stinking it up on the first day, as they've done for quite a while now. Ian Poulter and Justin Rose are three up through 12. The Americans setting Webb Simpson, Bubba Watson, Dustin Johnson, Matt Kuchar. Not sure about the Kuchar decision, but I can see what the deal is with the other three. They're big bombers, and in an alternate shot format, that may not pan out. But when you play best ball today, you can expect, or this afternoon, you can expect all of those guys on the golf course. You into Ryder Cup, Jimmy?
You know, I really enjoy it. I was a high school golf coach at Ravana for, you know,
state champion.
Well, yeah, for 15 years. But you know what's I think's amazing is when I always liked golf when it was a scrambler and you didn't have to use my shot.
You're like me. You like to play. You like to hit a shot, maybe, but it's more the social aspect of being out there on the golf course with everybody and having fun.
Yeah, I'm really not into competition that much anymore at my age, and I would be if I was a really good player. But since I'm not, then I make this excuse that, oh, it's not important who wins.
888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. And as always, you can email the program, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Jimmy, every once in a while, I just, it's time to bring, you can call it throwing somebody under the bus. But if you get on the wrong side and you do something stupid, I'm going to bring it out. And this morning, I got thrown under the bus. I got thrown under the bus. And I just, our guests on the Doug and Daddy show, and I should learn this. All of our guests taken care of by our friends at BK. Burger King, two locations, Kearney. But one's a little farther north of my house, and one's way south of my house. I was in a hurry today. So Burger King, great. And I go there as often as I can. Not only because I like the food, but because they sponsor the show. Why wouldn't you? That's the way things work in life. Like you've said, I don't buy my groceries in Fort Collins. I buy them in Kearney. UNK may get a call from time to time. Oh, did I say what? I just made that line up.
No, he didn't make that up. I've said that plenty of times. I don't know if I officiate that way, but I've definitely made sure I said that.
Well, here's the deal. So I am in a hurry. I got to get back and do the show. I'm hungry. I'm going to grab something. So I go to this other place. And I drive through, order off the menu, make it a combo meal like they always do. So you get some tater tots and a drink today, Dr. Pepper, and you're on your way.
I'm not sure. What number is that?
It doesn't have a number, ma'am, but it's your new special that's up here on your board in the drive through.
Let me see if I can make that a combo meal.
Okay. And I've already ordered. I've already said tots and Dr. Pepper. That's how you order your combo meal. So she, like 10 seconds... You know, you can turn around asking the manager, okay, anything else? No, that's fine. No, I'm good. The sandwich on the board, $3.99.
That'll be $7.88, please.
What? I'm thinking to myself, I'm not saying this out loud. I go, okay, can I get some salsa and a receipt, please? Because the last time I went to this place, I didn't get a receipt. And I don't care if I get a receipt. But when you get $4 for, okay. So anyway, I pull up. She hands me the receipt. She hands me the drink. And I look down, nope, it's not a combo meal. Separate charge for the tots, separate charge for the drink. So she hands me the sack. I wanted to go off, but there's people behind me, and I don't want to be that guy because I know shit's not her fault, technically. At least I said, just for future reference, I can't get that as a combo meal. She goes, no, and she's polite the whole time. No, but you can get anything you want to go with it. Well, no duh. You can order everything off the menu a la carte. So then this is what really sent me over the edge. As I'm pulling away, I'm going, I want to rip this gal, but it's not going to do me any good. You know how on the receipts now, always at the bottom, they say, have a nice day, or they put their special on there, or whatever it is. So I'm sitting there taking my first swig of my medium Dr. Pepper, which they charged me $1.69 for. And at the bottom, their special says, large fountain drinks and slushes, only 99 cents every day until 11. So you screwed me on the combo meal. You gave me $1.69 medium when you could have given me a 99-cent large. And it's just grinding my gears this morning.
You know, I hope she's not listening to the show right now. Or, you know, all her cohorts at work are be looking at her. And I mean,
she's probably too busy up there making slushies and limeades and, you know, at a place that makes things like that.
You know, the last 32 years during this time, I've been having school lunches, so I really don't know. This dilemma seems like a major problem right now, but, you know, maybe they'll give you the wrong change sometime. You'll get even with them.
I'm always on the wrong. I'm too honest, too. You know, I think they have, and I've given it back. I just, that's not my deal, but it caught me. Of course, when you're in a hurry, everything's got your nerves on edge anyway, and I just thought, really? I know it's 70 cents, but you just bent me. Like Joe Pesci said, you know what they do when you're in the drive-thru, so there you go. You know, lesson learned. Won't happen again. I'm sorry, BK. It doesn't matter how much of a hurry I'm in. I'm still going to drive the extra time to get to you because it's always better.
You know, I've been on the show a few times here, and a lot of people go, well, what do you do for Daddy? I mean, do you try to do things that Daddy does? And I go, no, I kind of try to be myself. If Daddy was here, I'll bet he had a better story that could top that one.
Well,
I don't have one.
He's a topper.
Yeah, but I don't have a story for that.
He's a topper, and when we get off air, I'll tell you more of this story. But coming up on the program, as we said, Mitch Sherman of ESPN.com. Jimmy, we got some more. It's a Football Friday, high school side of things. We'll talk about that a little bit. But let's get a couple of minutes on that intriguing here. There's some good games in the area. One of the things that is always surprising, even after all these years, that's why I don't make a football schedule up at the beginning of the year, because you end up with 5-1 against 1-5. I mean, Ogallala State rated. They haven't won a football game. Amherst, Young, not supposed to be. They come from behind. They beat Loomis. They're 4-0, and they're playing Shelton 4-0. So we've got that game tonight here on ESPN.
That's a great game right now in the area. You know, that Shelton group, everybody knew they were going to be good. You know, they've got some really good players out there that are kind of, senior led. You know, Mike and Ed Lowe coach that team. And Luke Glenn, he's got tremendous numbers. Zach Oliver's a lineman. The Millback kid's a lineman. The Wilcoxon kid's playing center for him. They got this Dave Mueller, who's a really good athlete.
Oh, yeah.
Punts, does a lot of things. Another dangerous weapon they have. The Hawks kid, the Clayton Stopcotti, is their quarterback.
He didn't have to throw it very much. I think he's thrown it 11 times in 4 games.
Isn't that say?
They're averaging 68 points a game.
And they got this Jimenez kid, a really fun kid to watch play. You know, and on the other side, what Amherst has, they have a senior, Stuart Hercock, a nose guard, is really leading the team in tackles. He does a great job out there, fullback, big kid. Mason Klingelhofer, he's a junior. And then from them, those two guys, I think they have to drive all over Amherst to go pick up the kids to practice.
It's rough.
They're 14, 15-year-old kids.
I talked to
Yeah, you know, they're
riding their bikes over to practice. Yeah, see you, coach!
Yeah, I think I've had all of them in driver's ed like the last 6 months.
Well, Coach Evans is starting in an 8-man game, 4 freshmen on defense. I think he said it started at 2, went to 3, now an injury, and they have to play 4 freshmen on defense in a varsity game tonight.
You know, a lot of schools do that, but a lot of schools are not 4-0 when they do it.
That's exactly right. There are going to be some other great matchups around tonight. Sutton, St. Cecilia. It'll be interesting to see. Is this the year that St. Cecilia isn't perfect? We know they've been beaten already, but to be beaten twice, let alone they've only been beaten once in over a decade in the regular season, and tonight Sutton's undefeated, and that's going to be a heck of a game on 1230 KHAS.
Yeah, I worked Sutton earlier in the year, and their quarterback does a really good job of hiding the ball, and once he gets to the seam, he's gone. He just did a really good job. Their linemen go to the line fast. You know, hey, they run some trick plays at you, and they keep you really they do a lot of things with their wing back, and he'll throw a pass, and they just do a lot of things that are just very deceptive. You know, and St. Cecilia kind of lines up and lets you have it, and probably wouldn't change a whole lot. And I worked that St. Cecilia group, I think, against Donovan in a couple weeks.
So. That could be big, too.
Donovan against Trumbull.
Yeah. Everybody needs to be healthy, and Minden, that's their problem tonight as they get ready for Kearney Catholic. Beginning of the year, you go, man, this got a chance to be 4-0 versus 4-0 maybe for the district title. Well, Minden gets a call that doesn't go their way opening night. They get upset by Gothenburg last week. They've lost their top tackler in Paul Carlson. They've got a bunch of injuries that you just can't have when you're playing a state-rated team like Kearney Catholic tonight. Then all of a sudden, Gothenburg and Cozad, they are playing better than maybe people thought in the beginning of the preseason. So that's what makes it fun, district play and getting after it. And Hastings, well, they're on the bus out to Gehring right now, so it could be worse. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Mitch Sherman, ESPN.com. When will we come back?
GEICO says, let's make life simpler.
Look, I'm all for modern conveniences. But ask yourself, do you really need a blender with 23 buttons just to chop an onion? At GEICO, we think life should be simpler. So we make it super simple to save on car insurance. Just one click and you could be on your way to saving hundreds. Come on, people. Life doesn't have to be that complicated.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Football isn't the only thing kicking off this month. So are great deals at NAPA. Stop into any participating NAPA auto parts store this September and pick up a quart of the world's leading synthetic motor oil. Mobil 1 on sale for $5.89 a quart. Designed to protect your engine against wear under even the most extreme driving conditions, no matter the make and model. So hurry in for deals on the one thing that every car loves. See NapaOnline.com for details.
Farmers, it's time to beat the heat with the best value of the year on a T&L pivot system. Save $5,200 on a quarter-mile pivot and get the best water distribution over your crop and the best reliability for the long haul of an extended heat wave. Call T&L Irrigation today or your local T&L dealer or check them out online at TLIRR.com. Get T&L's proven hydraulic technology that works and is easier on you for a lifetime.
Saturday, two of the best teams in the Big Ten square off when Michigan State hosts Ohio State. Hi, this is Brad Sham of Dial Global Radio Sports. Join Hall of Famer Rod Woodson and me from Spartan Stadium in East Lansing for all the action. Can quarterback Braxton Miller lead the Buckeyes to the road victory, or will the Spartans come out on top? Tune in to find out. If it's NCAA football, it's right here.
Ohio State, Michigan State, Texas, Oklahoma State, Saturday at 2:30 on ESPN Radio.
The playoffs are coming.
Ball hit in the air to right field. Going back at the wall. It is gone.
The playoffs begin Friday, October 5th on ESPN Radio and ESPNRadio.com.
Today we'll see a mixture of clouds and sun with light winds as our highs get into the mid-70s. Tonight skies will be partly cloudy with lows in the mid-40s. And then on Saturday, sunny with our highs in the mid-80s. I'm meteorologist Greg Tatrow.
Right now, it's 70.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. When you've got a 7 o'clock kickoff in Lincoln tomorrow, that means you're going to have plenty of time to tailgate. Maybe you can take it up a notch. Gives you all day to maybe let some ribs simmer, whatever you want to do. And today is the day you want to stop by Troutman's Quality Meats, where USDA Choice Certified Angus Beef is there. Quality steaks are aged a minimum of 30 days for their peak flavor and tenderness. And right now, load up on everything. Pork back ribs, smoked rib tips, St. Louis-style ribs, ribs, and smoked brisket are all there for you. Plus, fresh sausage, different sausages coming right out of the smokehouse. Troutman's has it all for you to offer. If you're going to work most of your tailgating day, you know, you got the whole crowd there. You're doing 5 hours to get everything or whatever it is you're making, to smoke it, get it ready to go. And then you open it up and you eat it and you go, I just wasted my whole day. That's probably because you didn't get your meat at Troutman's. Troutman's Quality Meats, a grill's best friend. Highway 30 in Kearney. Stop by, see Carrie and the gang today. They're open tomorrow morning. So if you're heading out, there you go. If you're heading over to Hastings College to watch them and 22nd-ranked Dakota Wesleyan, battle of unbeaten teams, they'll be there for you. Wherever you're tailgating, even if you're staying home and having a big house party tomorrow, make sure Troutman's is part of that party. Doug and Daddy Show, Doug Duda with Jim Langan is our co-host today, and we welcome in from ESPN.com, Mitch Sherman here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Mitch, good morning. How's it going?
Morning, Doug. Doing well. How are you?
Well, doing great. Glad to have you back on the program for a couple of reasons. Talk a little Big Ten football, but let's start with Tom Osborne. You had the big story on this and a little tweak of an angle in there about where the program goes from here, because Nebraska, Midwestern, the whole article kind of had that feel of it's a safety blanket is what Tom, your security blanket is what Tom Osborne was. Your thoughts on everything that went down on Wednesday?
Well, not surprised, of course, that that it happened in this, around this time. A little surprised that it went down the week of the Big Ten opener on a 11 a.m. on a morning like that. But, you know, I guess there's not really any good time to just come out and say, okay, well, Tom's going to announce his retirement. It seemed somewhat abrupt, but like I said, this news was going to come sooner rather than later. He, I think, in his mind, fulfilled a lot of what he came back to Nebraska to do as athletic director, and it's going to be strange. It's going to be real unusual to not have him around the department. Of course, there was that period of time from 97 until 07 when he was gone, but it's a period of time that a lot of people at Nebraska want to forget. So to see him come back and then go away again after 5 years, you know, you knew it was coming, but it's a little bit difficult to face for a lot of people around here, I think.
Even Harvey Perlman kind of took a cheap shot at that during the press conference, saying 07 was a time I really don't want to bring back up. You know, it took me a while to read everybody's articles and listen to some of the comments and kind of re-listen to parts of the press conference again. I found myself just taking everything that happened in the last 5-6 years for granted. And then when you see the calming effect that Tom Osborne put over the program and the things that he did, and that everybody doesn't hate football again, which is obviously the number one key, and he did that in a very short amount of time.
Yeah, I don't know how much people around here take him for granted. I think there is some sense of that because he's been in that position to do things and help Nebraska and be that kind of rock for Nebraska for so long. I mean, if this had been a new athletic director coming in and the things that happened over the past 5 years had happened under somebody who was not familiar with Nebraska and Nebraskans were not familiar with, I think there would be maybe more of there'd be a different feeling. I don't want to say there'd be more of a sense of appreciation, because I think Nebraskans really appreciate Tom Osborne. That goes without saying, but there is a little bit of that taken for granted attitude after almost 50 years of service from one guy for your state. So this maybe put everything into perspective. When when he retired, or when he announced the retirement, like you said, Doug, so much of the of what happened over the past 5 years kind of came to the forefront and bubbled to the surface, and we got to see it all through in one picture. And it's been quite a bit. There were massive challenges that Nebraska faced in 2007, that fall when he came back. The condition of the athletic department as a whole, and of course the football program, was not real good. And he quickly took steps to fix a lot of those issues, and then move Nebraska forward, not just into the Big Ten, but on the national scene in so many ways, with what's happened in the with the coaching hires that he's made and the facility improvements, of course.
Yeah, hey, Jim Langan here. I was going to just say that, you know, Tom, when he came in, he sure brought the family back. You know, the atmosphere, the players felt like they weren't wanted on the sideline there for a while, but boy, they really felt like they came back in. He also had that really a couple tough calls he had to make, you know, with Doc Sadler, a good guy he liked, you know, had to make a decision. And then, you know, he had the Turner Gill and Bo Pelini. You know, I mean, he had some close ties to both those people. And, you know, basically definitely with Turner, you know, but he decided to go with Bo. The defense needed to be fixed. So, yeah, you're exactly right what you say. He'd made some really tough decisions going to the Big Ten. Did a lot of things, too, in a five-year period.
Yeah, I'm sure the Turner Gill Bo Pelini situation was one of the most difficult that he would say that he faced as athletic director in those 5 years. And you know, he knew Turner Gill a lot better than Bo Pelini. People in Nebraska knew Bo Pelini, but Tom was in Congress during Bo Pelini's one year at Nebraska prior to coming back in 07. And he had to rely so much on the trust that he had and the people who were in the program who knew Bo and the words of wisdom that he heard from people in the Southeastern Conference and people that he trusted in college football across the country. And to make that decision, it was a tough one. I know it was difficult for Tom to turn away Turner Gill, and you know, you would have to say, looking back on it now, 5 years later, while Nebraska is still seeking that first conference title under Bo Pelini, that it was a good one. I mean, Turner, for all the good things that he did at Buffalo, it didn't go well at Kansas when he got there. And that's not to say that if he had come to Nebraska, that it would have gone anywhere close to the same track that things went for him at Kansas. He faced a completely different situation. But the stability right now seems to be pretty good under Pelini. And, you know, we'll know more as this thing gets further out and his recruits are even more entrenched than they are right now. But, you know, this year itself, these next 6 weeks, I think are going to be big to in shaping the future of that program under Bo with what it can do, what Nebraska can do in the Big Ten this season.
We're chatting with Mitch Sherman of ESPN.com. Check out his article on Tom Osborne's retirement. It seemed that Osborne felt comfortable with where the program was, so he could retire, making that decision really back in August. Is everything in good shape in your estimation, Mitch, with the Husker Athletic Department?
Well, you know, you're never going to be able to say it's perfect. I know Tom would like this football program, to have done more, even more, in the last 5 years. I mean, it's great to say that you've got 4 years of nine-win seasons, but you've also had 4 years where you've lost at least four games, and you've not won a conference championship. Nebraska was close, 2009 and 2010, to that Big 12 championship, but I think that he would have liked to have gone out and said, I helped us get back to that place where we were winning conference championships. And there is one more opportunity, which is why, you know, that legacy as an athletic director is not yet completely written. What happens over the next 2 to 3 months is going to loom large in how he's remembered as an AD. Now, it's not going to tell the whole story, but it's going to be a big factor. I do think he feels comfortable, though, with the department as a whole. It's again, it's not perfect. There are things that challenges that his replacement, his successor, is going to face. But considering where it was in 07 to where it is now, it's night and day difference in a lot of ways.
You know, another thing I remember about Tom Osborne and talking about the man he was, when Bill Callahan was let go, and, you know, the state of Nebraska, very, very disappointed in Bill Callahan. He was an easy target. But Tom, when he let him go, he said, hey, Bill Callahan is a good man. He's a good person. It just didn't work out here. You know, and Bill Callahan now, you know, has been with the Jets, the Cowboys. But he wanted to make sure, you know, it wasn't easy just to let people go. He had to back him that day, and I thought he did a really good job. I was very professionally done.
It's easy to confuse a person's character with his win-loss record and the kind of success and fit that he had at Nebraska. And I think as people look back at it, Bill Callahan is, he's definitely the scapegoat, along with Kevin Cosgrove, in that era of Nebraska football from 04 to 07. And clearly, it wasn't the right fit for the state of Nebraska and the Nebraska football program. But I agree with what you said. When people cross that line and take it to a different level where they say that Bill Callahan was a bad person or, you know, he wanted Nebraska to succeed during that time as much as anyone. And it just wasn't the right fit. But what Tom said was, I think from my own point of view, was accurate. He's a good man. And it just wasn't going to work. It probably wasn't. It was an ill-advised decision from the get-go.
Yeah.
There were some things in place in the way that Steve Peterson was thinking back almost 10 years ago now, that where hindsight is 2020, and it wasn't the best fit for Nebraska. But attacking his character, you know, is not the right move on the part of people who want to look back at that and blame everything on Bill Callahan.
Mitch Sherman, ESPN.com, with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug, due to Jim Langan on this Friday, want to get a couple football questions in, but before we get off of this, Mitch, your feeling, your vibe, I mean, are we looking at Jamie Williams, Paul Myers, Trev Albert, somebody inside the program, or will it be somebody that really doesn't have a connection to Nebraska?
I think the two who are inside the program now, Williams and Myers, are legitimate, bona fide, solid candidates that they're going to get some serious consideration from Harvey Perlman. Trev Alberts, to me, is more of a dark horse. I don't know how much he's going to pursue this, how much he will be pursued. When he came back to the state to be the athletic director at the University of Nebraska, Omaha, there was definitely more sentiment then that maybe he was the future than there is now for a variety of reasons. And I would classify him as a real long shot in this. The two guys in the department, though, to me, are going to be serious candidates, and as will be, or as already are, I'm sure several people from outside too. I don't think it's a case of just doing interviews to do them. I think the people that Chancellor Perlman talks to, he's not messing around on this and doing courtesy interviews. That I'm sure Jamie Williams and Paul Myers are under consideration, or at least I would think so, along with people who are currently in athletic director chairs at universities outside of the state.
Mitch Sherman with us for one more minute here from ESPN.com. So let's talk about the start of the Big Ten, and specifically Nebraska, Wisconsin tomorrow night. How things change in such a short amount of time. Wisconsin would have been a favorite at the start of the year. Now Nebraska's nearly a two-touchdown favorite. Your thoughts on Nebraska and where you think they are heading into the Big Ten play?
Well, I'll be there tomorrow night to cover for ESPN.com, so I'm excited about that because I haven't been back to that press box for a game in quite a while.
There's a party. So, did you know that? There's a party and a parade for you?
That's great. That's good to know. I was unaware, but thanks for spoiling it.
They're going to have popcorn at halftime.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Pizza before the game, popcorn at halftime. All right. I can deal with that. I'd be a little hesitant to agree that Nebraska is two touchdowns better than Wisconsin. I think that the people that were blinded a little bit by some of Wisconsin's struggles in the first few weeks, and those were real struggles. But I think when Wisconsin gets into the Big Ten, and when Nebraska gets into the Big Ten, and all of these teams around the league, they're going to kind of gravitate toward each other. That there's a lot of mediocrity across the Big Ten right now, and I think teams are going to kind of clump together, not just in the standings, but also in the way they play the game. And especially early in the conference season, you know, maybe when you get later and some of these teams establish more of an identity, somebody will separate itself. But right now, I think they're all going to be dogfights, including tomorrow night down in Lincoln. So to think that Nebraska's 13 or 14 points better than the Badgers, to me is a mistake. I think it'll be a four quarter game. And I think Wisconsin actually matches up pretty well with Nebraska and how it might be able to run the ball and stop some things that Nebraska does well. It's going to take maybe Nebraska's best game of the year to come out of this thing with a win. I mean, I think Nebraska's definitely in position to win it. I like Nebraska's chances being at home, but I think it's going to be a game that's closer than a lot of people think outside of maybe on the national level.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's almost like that Big Ten is almost like the NFL when, you know, teams are playing each other, the point spread difference. There's not much difference from the top to the bottom this year. And, I think the one thing people realize when they make those point spreads, you know, in Vegas is the fact that game's at home and it's a night game. And Wisconsin beat Nebraska pretty bad last year. And this year, you know, last year I think Wisconsin, in fact, I have it in front of me, they beat Northern Illinois 49-7, Oregon State 35-0, UNLV 51-17, and South Dakota 59-10. Their four games this year are Northern Iowa 26-21, Oregon State, they lost 10-7. Utah State, they won 16-14. And El Paso, 37-26. Well, I don't think Nebraska is the big thing they're talking about. I think it's Wisconsin and the struggles they have.
For sure, those point differentials are dramatically different from last year. And, that's the thing about point spreads. It's not really a prediction of what's going to happen in the game. It's kind of playing on people's emotions. And people see those numbers for Wisconsin, and there's a tendency, I think, to believe that Wisconsin is worse than maybe what it actually is. I think when that familiarity comes into play in the Big Ten, that this is a team that's going to find itself a little bit. I'm not saying they're going to be a 9 or 10 win team, but I think improvement is imminent for Wisconsin and Nebraska. Let's just be honest. This isn't Alabama.
That's exactly
Wisconsin
right.
Playing tomorrow night. I mean, Nebraska is not going to beat anybody else 73-7 on its schedule. I would imagine so. It's a Nebraska team that, you know, has a Big Ten title within reach. It's there for the taking this year, and, you know, let's go. Tomorrow night's the first step.
Yeah, I agree with you. You know, every once in a while, Southern Mississippi and Arkansas State have good teams. And yeah. It looks like they might not be those teams this year. They might be a 5-7 team.
Cross your fingers that Southern Miss struggled last year. Last question, and we'll let Mitch get out of here, because the reason they do have him at ESPN.com is to be on the recruiting beat. And it seems like, Mitch, we're hearing it from the coaches just in the last couple of years, that has to be a tougher beat, because now you're having to pick up the phone and follow freshmen and things like that. All these kids are committing so early. How's it going? There's a great article up again today talking about the class of 2014.
Well, recruiting is an ever-accelerating game, and the process is getting unusually it's getting really fast right now. Is the best. The best way to put it, I wrote this week about the ESPN watch list for the class of 2014 and the juniors out there, more than 50 of them out of the 300 on that watch list who have already committed to their schools. Most of them did it of those 50 did it in the summer or spring before their junior seasons, and it's hard to fathom. It's crazy to think about that colleges are making decisions and are able to offer scholarships to guys who've got, you know, 1 year in some cases, 2 years in a few of film to be able to evaluate. These guys are not mature completely matured by any means as football players, and it's hard enough to evaluate guys when they're seniors, let alone sophomores. So, I think the only thing you can take away from that is that recruiting becomes even more of a crapshoot when you're evaluating sophomores and guys early in their junior years. You're going to end up with more decommitments. You're going to end up with more recruiting busts and misses and matches that don't fit the program. And maybe at some point we'll see a kind of a course correction on this and a reversal in the way that the schools go after these kids so early. But as of this point, there seems to be only acceleration, nothing that is tipping the scale back in the other direction of slowing the process down.
Well, Mitch, we appreciate the time, as always, on the Doug and Daddy Show and your insight. Keep up the great work. We'll see you tomorrow night in Lincoln.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Mitch Sherman, ESPN.com. Check his articles out, not only on Tom Osborne, but the latest recruiting class. And you can always keep up to date with Mitch at ESPN.com. While we're talking, we've still got an eye over here on the Ryder Cup. Tiger Woods just hits another horrible shot, but he gets a break. It bounces off a tree right up front of the green. That's good stuff there. Do the pros always get those bounces?
No, I don't think they do. But I'll tell you what, when I saw that thing, I wondered what happened. I'm glad it was amazing. The thing hit a tree, and it just came up a little bit short of going right on the green.
Yeah, and now they win the hole, and they're only two down. So there's one match still going on. The United States is up 2-1, and they have announced who's playing in the afternoon. The four Americans that didn't play this morning are playing. And then Tiger Woods, I am a little surprised. Tiger Woods struggling this morning, and Captain Love still going to put him out there with Steve Stricker in the best ball format this afternoon, and Keegan Bradley and Phil Mickelson are also going back out.
You know, that shot, Doug, reminds me of the time when I played with you one time, and you took off in your cart, and you ran up there about 200 yards in front of everybody else, and then you said, hey, there's my ball, and it was right there, right on the side of the green.
It's amazing. It's amazing. Make sure you have one in your pocket, Jimmy. Always make sure you got one in your pocket. Coming up on the Doug and Daddy Show, we will have our pigskin pick'em for the week, but don't forget to vote on our poll question. Who do you want as the new athletic director at Nebraska? 53% of you said Jamie Williams, 27% Ed Stewart, 13% said Trev Alberts, and there weren't very many votes for somebody else, so let's get this one for the weekend. Which of these pitchers would be the best choice for the National League Cy Young Award? You got Johnny Cueto, Cincinnati, 19-9, 2.83 ERA. R.A. Dickey of the Mets, 20-6 with a 2.69 ERA. I think he's going to get a lot of votes just because he's a novelty act, because he's got the knuckleball, and that's cool. I got no problem with that.
And he's playing on a team that's not winning 100 games.
Exactly. Clayton Kershaw, just 12-9, but he leads the league in the ERA department with 2.68. Nice job, Dodgers. And Gio Gonzalez, 21-8 with a 2.89 ERA. R.A. Dickey has the best numbers. I'll vote for him. But you can vote now at ESPNSuperstation.com. Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox. Dave says, how about Bill Burns for Nebraska Athletic Director? Dave, get back under your coffee table and take a nap. Trev Alberts, Paul Myers, Ed Stewart, Jamie Williams, and there's some other great candidates that are on all the message boards out there. We'll see how it plays out. We'll take a break. Be back in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth after this.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle. We don't just sell oil. Oh, no. We work to bring you big deals on oil. Right now at Advance, get a 5-plus quartz jug, a Valvoline conventional motor oil, and a filter for just $20.99. Yeah, $20.99. Now, that's a deal worth getting your hands dirty for. A Valvoline oil change special at Advance Auto Parts.
Advance Auto Parts.
See store for details.
The kind of work you do is plain hard work. Take a seat at a Red Wing shoe store. Relax. Put your feet up, or more precisely, down, and let us do the work. We still use tools to precisely measure feet. It means a better fit, a customized fit, so you can do your job better. Red Wing boots are purpose-built for the exact work you do. Enjoy your break. You'll be back at work soon enough. Red Wing shoes. Work is our work.
When it comes to Sunday, after I do all my honey-dos, of course, I head to Cunningham's Journal. Why, thinks I go to my buddy's house, but sometimes whatever you don't know won't hurt. Cunningham's is the best place to watch all your favorite sports. Wi-Fi internet to keep updated on all your fantasy players, juicy burgers, and the coldest draft here in town. Anyways, I was face deep in my Juicy Lucy until my wife walks into the door. Guess the truth does hurt. Escape ordinary at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, 23rd Street, downtown Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney, no health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company. Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Today we'll see a mixture of clouds and sun with light winds as our highs get into the mid-70s. Tonight skies will be partly cloudy with lows in the mid-40s, and then on Saturday sunny with our highs in the mid-80s. I'm meteorologist Greg Tatrow.
Right now, it's 70.
Doug and Danny Show here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Don't let time run out on you with the third annual dual store sale coming to an end Sunday at the Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram location. Over 350 vehicles to choose from. Whether they're new or pre-owned, they're there for you at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and they're open this Sunday. Special 11 a.m. to 5 o'clock store hours. This is at the Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram location. They're also throwing in the complimentary oil changes, tire rotations, and the first year you'll be able to pick those up on select new and all certified pre-owned vehicles. Free car washes for life. They take care of you at the Midway Auto Dealership. Check them out on Facebook for special deals. Maybe save a little bit on your next service call. And thinkmidway.com, where you can see the entire inventory on both of their lots, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, and where they're having the third annual dual store sale through Sunday, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Pigskin Pick'em coming up momentarily. We've got our trivia question worked out here for you, but let's take a look at some of the other sports notes. UNK football at Lindenwood tomorrow. I didn't realize this. Lopers have never started 0-5, and let's hope that doesn't happen tomorrow. Jim Langan, our co-host today, and they're in a rough spot, but They're still battling, and everybody knows it. Everybody knows it.
You know, they competed real hard the other day. You know, they were talking about the replacement referees, you know, in the NFL. That was a really tough call that went against them early in the game. When you, your body language, and you've got things going, and, you know, that was too bad somebody didn't step in and blow that whistle late. I mean, that can happen in a football game where you're reffing, you're trying to find the ball, and you're looking around, and, hey, you may not see the fumble. I mean, you're there's four or five guys, but one of those guys or two of them get a good look at it, and they just got to step in and say, hey, whoa, that guy was down. I know the whistle's late. I'm going to take a little heat from this because it's going to be a little late whistle, but this is the correct call, and that call went against UNK. That was too bad. There's a lot of calls in games that are actually 50-50, and we all go berserk because we're 4-1 team. That was not one of those calls.
Yeah, that's tough one there. Let's see if the Lopers can get it done tomorrow afternoon with a 1:30 kickoff at Lindenwood, who's 3-1, but they're just not the same as the first four teams that the Lopers have played. Hastings College, home tomorrow. They take on the leading rusher in the NAIA in Dakota Wesleyan's Josh Andrews. He is over 192 yards a ball game, and Hastings is sixth in the conference in rushing defense, giving up just 130 yards per game. So let's see how that matches up on 1230 KHAS tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Volleyball. Well, the Huskers play Sunday at home, so if it's a long weekend for you, you're going to watch the football game at night. Want to stay over, go to volleyball. It's at 2 o'clock against Michigan. Hastings will play at Briarcliff tomorrow, and UNK is where it's at for volleyball this weekend. Tonight, Emporia State, good team. Tomorrow, great team with Washburn, undefeated, ranked third in the country tomorrow afternoon.
You know, some high school games, this Overton, you've got Arapahoe-Overton is going to be a real, very intriguing game, you know, and like Gibbon GICC, if Gibbon can bounce back after that Adam Central game that we all knew probably was going to go that direction. And, you know, one thing interesting about Kearney right now, Kearney High is playing Lincoln High. You know, Kearney Catholic again. It'd be amazing, but it's something. It'd be a real rarity. But these two teams together could win 20 games this year. You know, together, 20 games. Could you imagine that, going to the playoffs that long? It'd be unprecedented, but it's very possible it could happen this year.
Well, let's see if those teams can put it together. And tonight, after the Kearney High football game, the UNK soccer team is going to play. Estimated start time, 10 p.m. tonight. I don't know. Get your freak on tonight with some UNK soccer.
Yeah, I might drive by that.
Why are the lights still on? It's midnight. That's why, folks. And Tri-City Storm gets their season underway tonight at Dubuque on The Breeze, 94.5 FM. Tomorrow at Chicago on Classic Hits, 98.9. Virtually all the games will be on The Breeze, but because of Husker football on Saturdays, the games will be moved on to Classic Hits 98.9 when Husker games are affected. And speaking of the Huskers, that's always the tiebreaker in our Doug and Daddy Pigskin Pick'em. We will take a break and ask you a trivia question. Whoever gets the trivia question right will get the Big Daddy's Deli large combo meal, two locations in Hastings, also on top of the hill in Kearney. They take care of you every single time. Great sandwiches, a bazillion of them to choose from. Always stop by. Quick, easy, in and out the door. Plus, you get a pickle at Big Dally's Deli. Top of the Hill, Kearney, two locations in Hastings. So you'll win that automatically. You'll get in for the 70-inch HD TV from Russell's and end-of-the-season Super Bowl party from Cunningham's. And if you beat Jimmy and I this weekend, $80 in gift cards to use as you see fit at Cunningham's Journal. So if you have not gone up against us so far this season, here's your opportunity, 888-455-3776. 888-455-3776. I'm going Ryder Cup on him, Jimmy. I'm going Ryder Cup. You got to know a little golf to be in on our football today. Here's your question. Oh, man, I don't know which one's tougher. Which player has played in the most Ryder Cups in history? This guy has played in the most Ryder Cups in history, American or European. Which player has played in the most Ryder Cups in history? A total of 11. Give us the right answer. You're picking football against us when we come back.
Football isn't the only thing kicking off this month. So are great deals at Napa. Stop into any participating Napa Auto Parts store this September and pick up a quart of the world's leading synthetic motor oil. Mobil 1 on sale for $5.89 a quart. Designed to protect your engine against wear under even the most extreme driving conditions, no matter the make and model. So hurry in for deals on the one thing that every car loves. See NapaOnline.com for details.
You know, Greeny, those La Quinta people are geniuses.
How so, Mensa man?
They've got this new instant hold mobile feature that lets you hold a room at the last minute with just one finger and your phone number.
That is really smart.
It's a whole new ballgame, and all you have to do is punch in your phone number using your smartphone.
No credit card number?
Nope.
No mother's maiden name?
No.
No your pet's first name?
No.
No surfing squirrels?
No. Wait, what?
I was just making sure you were paying attention.
La Quinta Inns and Suites take care of you so you can take care of business.
Instant hold your next stay on your smartphone at LQ.com.
It's another exciting Friday night of high school football right here and on our World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. On ESPN 1460, Amherst will take on Shelton in a battle of unbeatens. And on ESPN 1550, Hastings is at Gehring. Another top 10 matchup on 1230 KHAS as Sutton is at Hastings St. Cecilia. And on Classic Hits 98.9, Minden is at Kearney Catholic. It's high school football action coming your way Friday night.
Today we'll see a mixture of clouds and sun with light winds as our highs get into the mid-70s. Tonight skies will be partly cloudy with lows in the mid-40s, and then on Saturday sunny with our highs in the mid-80s. I'm meteorologist Greg Tatrow.
Right now, it's 70.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation here in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth. And they are down to the final group here of the day in the Ryder Cup. The United States up 2-1 in the alternate shot format. Tiger Woods and Steve Stricker are 2 down with 3 to play in their match. Still looking for a winner in our pigskin pick'em for this Friday. Who has played in the most Ryder Cups? It is a foreign player. It is not an American, so I got to give you a hint. We don't have a correct guess yet. So the person that has played in the most Ryder Cups, a total of 11, who is it? 888-455-3776. First person picks up the Big Dally's Deli and goes up against us in a pigskin pick'em here on today's program. So give us a buzz if you think you know the answer. Who has played in the most Ryder Cups? And it is a European. So there you go. I think Jeff has got us a winner. He's just getting them all solided up here and getting their information. So Jim Langan and I, we've won 3 weeks in a row. We're trying to make it 4. Jimmy, how do you feel about this?
This is a real tough group this week, Doug. You win. You every game you got's a punch bet of about 2.5 or under. So, yeah, it's like we got to pick the winner. You know, and it's going to be about 50-50 on all these.
Going to be good football tomorrow. Our college football doubleheader, Ohio State, Michigan State at 2:30, followed by Texas, Oklahoma State tomorrow night. The Husker game is on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, with pregame at 2, kickoff at 7. And then Sunday, we've got an NFL triple header for you, beginning with the Panthers, Falcons, followed by the Saints, Packers. Again, one of those that's still intriguing, even though it's 1-2 against 0-3. And then the Sunday night game, Eagles and Giants. So some good games.
Let's go.
We've got Wes from Amherst. Wes, how are we doing today? Well, let's pick some college football, because the answer, by the way, was Nick Faldo, 11. Ryder Cup appearances. Let's start with the big one. Western Kentucky at Arkansas State. Wes, who do you got?
Western Kentucky.
We're going to have to turn him up, Jeff. I can't hear him. Well, Wes, what was that again?
Western Kentucky.
All right. Western Kentucky, Jimmy, I've seen in games. Now, they're not always playing teams that they get a point spread against, but they've covered 12 straight. They're a 2.5-point favorite, so if they're going to make it 13, they have to win the game. That's why I'm taking Western Kentucky, even though I want Arkansas State to win.
You're taking Western Kentucky?
Yeah.
I guess I'll go with Western Kentucky. This game will be a wash.
Duke at Wake Forest. I'm taking Wake Forest. Who you got?
I got Duke.
Wes, what do you think?
I'll go with Duke.
North Carolina at Miami of Florida. Have you seen the picture floating around on the internet of the Hurricanes' last home game? They're running out of the tunnel with the smoke, and it's like 25% full. It's just sad down there. North Carolina State at Miami of Florida. Who you got, Jimmy?
I'm going to take Miami of Florida.
Wes, who do you like?
I'll take North Carolina State.
I'm going to stay with the road team. I'm taking Miami. I don't know why. Penn State at Illinois. I'm taking Penn State. Wes, who you got?
Yeah, I'll go Penn State.
Jimmy?
I got Illinois.
Minnesota at Iowa. Wes, who do you like in this one?
Minnesota.
He's got a common theme here. God, again, this is one of those, Minnesota is what you're rooting for. Iowa's got to win this game. I'm taking Iowa.
Yeah, I'm going to take Iowa.
Texas Tech at Iowa State. Some people are starting to talk like Texas Tech could win this league or be right there with West Virginia. I don't buy it. I don't buy it at all. Paul Rhodes all the way. Why am I doing this? I'm taking Texas Tech. I just changed my mind. Jimmy?
Well, I'm going to take Iowa State. It's a night game at 7 o'clock. I think the last time they played a Friday night game, I think they beat a pretty good football team.
That's what I kind of remember. What do you think, Wes? Texas Tech at Iowa State.
I'll go with Iowa State.
Arizona State at Cal. Who are you liking this one, Jimmy?
California.
Wes?
Arizona State.
I should have filled this out earlier in the week because now all of a sudden they seem way tougher. Way, way tougher. I am going to take Cal. And then we back that up with Oregon State at Arizona, and I'm going to take Oregon State. A bad night for the state of Arizona. Who you got, Jim?
I'm taking Arizona.
Oregon State at Arizona. Who you got, Wes?
Oregon State.
Texas at Oklahoma State. I'm taking Texas. Wes?
I'm going Oklahoma State upset.
And Jimmy?
I'll take Oklahoma State.
And the final game, Ohio State at Michigan State. Wes, who do you like in this one?
Ohio State.
Jimmy?
I'll take Michigan State.
And I am taking Ohio State. That one is not too tough for me to pick. Our tiebreaker, in case we need it, total points in the Wisconsin-Nebraska game. We have written ours down. Jimmy, I had like one number wrote down, and then I looked at yours, and here's what. I want to be fair to Wes, so we got to both have our numbers down before Wes guesses. I'm going to put mine way too close to yours, and I don't know if that's enough, but there you go. Wes, total points. Jimmy and I have ours down. What do you got?
I got 48.
Jimmy has 49. I have 51. So if it's 48 or under, you're going to win the tiebreaker. Wes, you've already got the Big Dally's Deli. You're in for the HD TV and the Super Bowl party. And if you can outguess us, which shouldn't be too hard, $80 in gift cards, man.
All right.
Hey, Wes, I got a good feeling. I think you're going to win the $80. I think you knew what you were doing. You were tough here.
Wes, thanks, buddy. Have a good weekend.
Yep, go Broncos.
Amherst tonight taking on Wes from Amherst, taking on Shelton. We got to get out of here, so let's wrap this program up. Monday, we will be back with Bo Pelini's press conference, and Bill Hancock, the executive director of the BCS, is on our show at 11:15 on Monday. If you want to know something about the BCS, the new playoff formula, or any of the wacky stuff that's happened in the past, give us an email over the weekend, and we'll get those questions to Bill Hancock, executive director of the BCS. We'll recap the Nebraska-Wisconsin game and a whole lot more. Jimmy, have a great weekend, man.
You too. Thank you.
I want to thank Mitch Sherman from ESPN.com for joining us on the program today. Ryder Cup, yay, it's on ESPN. Go USA. We'll see you Monday here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game